Good to be back.
Good to have you back. It's good for me to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have.
Did you miss me?
I did.
I'm sure your lovely new bride's better face than mine and probably more fun. On a honeymoon.
But she doesn't bring me ice-cold beers like you do at work.
She doesn't bring you ice-cold beers?
Not at work.
That's true. Yeah, we'll have to work on that.
We had a nice honeymoon down in Gulf Shores. And
love it. Let's hear all about it.
I was sick a few days. Oh, I had a cold. We flew out of O'Hare, and I knew I was going to get something.
Sure, sure.
And I'm surprised she didn't get sick, but cheers.
Cheers.
Mars
and Oktoberfest, baby. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
We stayed at a place called the Beach Club Resort.
The Beach Club, okay.
It's down on Fort Morgan Point.
Oh, yeah. I know the Beach Club. I've been there.
Yeah, it's a great place.
It's awesome.
Very fun. The bartender at the pool, he got to know us pretty well.
Perfect.
Snuck me a few complimentary ones when he saw I was getting empty.
Nice, nice.
But we went to, you ever been up to Foley?
Yep. Foley's there, very nice.
Yep. There's a big outlet mall and stuff there.
Yeah. Cool brewery in Foley, too.
What?
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Well, that's when I was still kind of getting over a cold.
Yeah. Yeah, Foley's nice because it's probably the only area like where they have like a nice downtown and you know, like it's a little it's a fun place to visit.
So I took her to the outlet mall and then we went to Pepper Palace or something where you can get like salsa and stuff like that.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And the lady's like, "So where are you from?" Because we have accents, unlike the South.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, dear. Hey. And, you know, we told her, and she said, "Well, if you want to see dolphins," because we saw some out off the beach from the resort.
Sure.
And she's like, "Take this dolphin cruise." And there's a lot down there, many different ones. So it was $15 a person.
Yeah.
We show up on, this was a Saturday night.
Was this going out of Orange Beach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right by the bridge.
Yes. Okay. So I've been there on a dolphin cruise.
Yep.
Out of there.
So were you on the $15 one?
Was there a water fight at the end?
No.
Okay. We had yes.
Were you on the glass bottom one?
It was not the glass bottom one. No.
There's
There's three or four of them. Yeah.
So I didn't know that. So we show in to check up, and the lady's like, "You know, you could bring beer on the boat if you want." I'm like, "Oh, all right." So I went up to that yacht club store or whatever, that marina store. I grabbed some, and this guy shows up, and he looks like in the beginning of the music video for Take Another Road by Jimmy Buffett. There's that homeless guy that wakes up at that drive-in theater in Florida.
Sure.
Like a burned out old hippie.
Yeah.
And he's like, "All right, roll call, everyone." And he starts, and I'm like, "Oh, he's just the helper."
Yeah.
You know? No, he was the captain.
He's the captain. So
we start walking down the dock, and I see the dolphin boats and stuff to the left.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, he hops on this, probably I would say 40 to 42 foot, just fiberglass shell.
Yeah.
Chipped up blue paint with a fly bridge, and he fires it up, a big cloud of diesel smoke. He's like, "Everybody hop on." And I looked at Holly and I'm like, "The Pepper Palace lady.
The Pepper Palace.
You got to take this cruise."
Yeah.
So $30 for two people. And I'm thinking, how do they make money?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he's like, "Yeah, life jackets are down here. And if you want beer, it's in the cooler." Okay. And off we went for about 3 hours.
3 hours.
We were out in Perdido Bay and all that. Not one dolphin.
Not one.
Not one. We didn't even see a fish. I saw a pelican on one of those pilings out in the middle of nowhere that have like the markers for the harbor. But it was very interesting.
Wow, that's funny you say that. We went on a dolphin cruise. I think we went on one last year. I feel like Marie, my wife, God bless her, I love her. But she always wants to do like some activity for the girls, you know. And it's like, what? I'm kind of like, well, we got the beach right there. That's what's for the girls, you know.
We
like,
hardly left the resort.
What more do we need, you know? Yeah. But so she said, let's do a dolphin cruise. You know, they'll have fun, and it was fun. But same thing. Like we spent, I think it was an hour and a half. It wasn't 3 hours, and. Yeah. But we did not see a dolphin till like the very end.
Well, that's kind of what happened with us. There was one circling,
yeah,
but it didn't jump or anything.
Sure.
And we were out for already how long.
Yeah, and, by then it's hot.
It was hot. It was getting dark.
Yeah.
And I was still kind of not feeling the greatest.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I said to Holly, I'm like, watch, they're going to see a tail or a fin. Yeah.
And then you're going to be out there.
Stuck. And sure as you know what. And we're all just, you know, there were kids getting antsy and everything. Yeah. And it was an experience.
That's like, that makes me think of Summer Rental, John Candy, and the seafood guy. Was that your captain?
Exactly.
Yeah, Scully. Captain Scully.
Very, very similar.
Did you go to the Floribama?
We did. We were there maybe about a half an hour. It was very humid. And she likes cleaner places. Sure. Let's just put it that way. And I looked at her and I said, you know, once a decade, you get a storm surge, it cleans it out.
Yeah, yeah.
It was good. There were bands everywhere. We went on a Saturday, probably around 3-ish.
Okay.
So it was, they had all the, you know, solo acts and bands and here and there. But it wasn't quite up to rock and roll like it was probably the night before.
Well, and I think if you go past 5:30, then they kick out the kids.
Yes. And then there's a cover charge.
Yeah. And that's when it gets, that's the midnight ramble, as they used to say.
We went to a place called Jesse's on the Bay.
Okay.
It was...
I haven't been to that one.
It was a decent car payment for two of us to have dinner. But it was one of the best steaks I've ever had.
Yeah.
So it was worth it.
Did you get some shrimp?
I did.
Did you go to the Sassy Bass on Fort Morgan?
No, we saw it. We passed it a few times.
Because they have a really nice market where you can get shrimp there.
Yep.
That was our play.
Every time we went, it was closed.
Oh.
But we ended up doing, we went to the Catch. We did the Floribama. I powered through a lot of stuff that I was worried I was going to have like a relapse of getting sick. But it, you know, the condo was beautiful. You were in those places. And they're owned by a lot of people from this area.
They are, yeah.
The calendar on the wall, I was cooking one morning and I look and it said Portage County Bank. And I saw it, you know, a few times. And I get closer and it's like Stevens Point, Marshfield, all that. I'm like, oh, they're from up here.
Yeah.
So it was a great time.
So good. I
highly recommend it.
Well, welcome back. Congratulations again. Thank you. Wish you a lifetime of happiness.
What's going on quick at Knuth?
Well, it's Labor Day weekend, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's push that sun up a little bit higher. We've got Oktoberfest out. We've got two Friday night concerts left with the Village Green. I think it's Ask Your Mother tonight and then Rebel Grace next Friday. I don't know. We're just... next weekend is Volksfest, our friends down in Waupun.
Yep.
I think Copperbox plays Friday night. I think that's the 10th. And then they're all day 11 on the 11th too. So mark your calendars. I'm going to try and make it down for one of those days.
It's always a fun time.
Yeah. Volksfest is great. And then we're starting planning for our Oktoberfest. I hate to say it. But first Saturday of October, we're already, getting going here.
The fall colors will fly.
Yeah. Right? Yep. Life is good. Happy September. Nice to see the Brewers get back at the Cubs after that first game.
Absolutely. Yeah. So contact info, Dave.
748-5188. And we also have prime rib tomorrow night.
Awesome.
Cheers.
Cheers.